Well, good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 61 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, August 19th, 2010, with the dog days of summer just behind us. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart.
Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day.
Every day's a special day.
And Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, I'd like to thank everybody.
Now, you ain't crazy. Hey,
you ain't crazy. What?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me. Now, I'm giving it to you like it is. You ain't never in your life have you heard a disc jockey come through here like me. So when you call up here, don't call up here talking about you a good disc jockey or you the best. You know what? You know how y'all talk, you know. You know how you talk that I ever heard. Know what I mean? Because I'm telling you, don't call me no disc jockey. Because I'm not a disc jockey. I'm a human radio station. Now, don't forget that, because, see, it makes me mad for y'all to disfigure me like you do. Don't classify me with these Rudy Poots around here. Now, these folks on all these other radio stations in Canada, or whatever they're supposed to be, then they may be disc jockeys. But you put all of them on the radio when I'm on at one time, and I'll wear their head out. All of them, put them all on at the same time, and I will wear their head out. Now, that's them people what you call disc jockeys. Know what I mean? I'm a human radio station, and I don't want to have to repeat this no more. I'm a human radio station. I'm the transmitter. I'm the tower, I'm the turntables, I'm the building, I'm every doggone thing. Now, people, don't do that to me here. Don't do that. Because ain't no radio personality come through here as bad as I am. And as long as I'm here, you watch and see, as long as the Black Pope is in this town, there will be no more to come through here as bad as I am. Now, I don't know nothing about them other Rudy Poots over there. I don't care nothing about them other Rudy Poots. Because that's all they is, Rudy Poots. I've been listening to all of them since I've been here. And I ain't heard nothing up and down the dial, in the middle of the dial, or nowhere, but a bunch of Rudy Poots. Know what I mean? So please, whatsoever you do, I'm a human radio station. Got it? Okay.
And that's
calling me no disc jockey and all that other stuff. I'm the greatest radio personality in the world.
Ain't it the truth? That's Shelley Pope, the Black Pope. I don't know what year that's from. He's from down in New Orleans. And the rest of us can barely hold a candle to the Black Pope. He's just a bunch of Rudy Poots. And, wow, there's only one way tonight's going to work properly, and that is... Here, hang on a second. Let me get this going here. You're going to like this, all right?
There is just one Schlitz.
You know what that means.
Yeah, nothing else comes near. Yeah. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Yeah, when you're down to Schlitz, you're down to beer. Ain't that right, Ernie? I don't think anybody's going to guess tonight's mystery theme music, but here it is anyway. I'll tell you about it here in 2 minutes and 26 seconds.
Mm.
Well, if you identified that correctly as the main title theme from the 1957 motion picture A Face in the Crowd, starring Andy Griffith and Patricia Neal, who we just recently lost, and Walter Matthau and Tony Franciosa, then come on down to the studio during regular business hours and pick up a case of Beanie Weenies, courtesy of Hinky Dinky Supermarkets. And congratulations. This, from 1940, is The Charioteers and Ride, Red, Ride.
Oh, the name of the song is Ride, Red, Ride, Ride, Red.
That's Ride, Red, Ride by the Charioteers. I believe that's from 1941. It's a little tough to research that one. And the label was kind of worn out on the 78. I'd like to give a warm welcome to Sergeant Matt Neffer, who I believe is tuned in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio for the very first time. He has to get up very early in the morning for work, and I promised I'd get him a little DOL early in the program. DOL. Yeah, this is for you, Matt. This is Brick and Daz from, what the heck? This would be from 1976. A great deer. Great year. Man, Schlitz, the breakfast of me.
Thank you.
That would be Daz by Brick from 1976. And I had somebody ask me, what is the meaning of this D-O-L? Well, if you're a frequenter of the internet, and if you're listening to this program, perhaps you are, you're familiar with the acronym L-O-L. Well, the D in D-O-L stands for dancing. And when we play music like that, we be dancing out loud. And that's all there is to it. We're going to stay funky here just for a little bit on Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We have a couple of passings to mention. Bootsy's older brother, Catfish Collins, passed away here recently, and actually right around the time I left town on hiatus. But we want to pay a little bit of tribute to Catfish. He's the fellow responsible for the very infectious rhythm guitar on the 1978 dance floor classic by Parliament, Flashlight.
Most of all, the funk.
Yeah, that's a couple of Dancing Out Loud tracks going out to Sergeant and Matt. And you know that's right. Sergeant Matt would like me to remind everybody to be prepared for Hurricane Carl. You can never be too prepared. I'd like to welcome Mr. Tate to the program. He's tuned in, and I appreciate that. I got something special coming up for him in a little while, although I've already talked to him about it. Let's keep things going for the dancers a little bit longer. This is Jimmy Lunsford and his orchestra from 1937. This is for dancers only. Jimmy Lunsford from 1937 for Dancers Only. Another passing we'd like to mention is this past weekend we lost the great singer Abby Lincoln. My brother tells me that Abby was his cougar crush, which I find just fascinating considering my brother's 46 and Abby passed away at the age of 80. So, you know, whatever. But, you know, she was quite the talent. And this is from an album that she recorded with Stan Getz, and this is a song called, what's it called? It's called "And How I Hoped for Your Love." This is from 1991 off the album "You Gotta Pay the Band."
Thought I'd need someone to hold, like in the stories I was told. And then we met. I can't forget how we laughed, and then suddenly the end. For your love, how I hoped how I hoped for your love, 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 for your love.
Abby Lincoln and Stan Getz from 1991, and How I Hoped for Your Love.
Take me out to the market, take me out in the throng. Oh, buy me some peanuts and crackers. I don't care if I never get back. Let me root, root, root for the whole. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one, two, three, strike you're out at the old ball game.
Well, the Cubs have turned their attention to the future. Weeks before September call-ups and expanded rosters, they're shuffling youngsters in and out of the rotation for look-see. Yesterday, 10 rookies, including 6 pitchers, were thrown to the visiting Padres in the 5-1 loss. It's the first time that many rookies have appeared on a Cubs box score in the 134-year history of the franchise. The Pods completed their first ever 4-game sweep at Wrigley with today's 5-3 victory. The Cubs have lost 18 of their last 22 games, which is pretty much beside the point at this juncture. Yesterday, the Cubs traded veteran first baseman Derek Lee to the Atlanta Braves for some salary relief and 3 minor league pitching prospects. Shortstop Starlin Castro, at 20, the youngest player in Major League Baseball and the first major leaguer born in the 1990s, is making a run at the National League batting title, hitting .316. He's still some plate appearances shy of qualifying, but you should see him showing up on the leaderboard very soon. Between the 2 games I attended last week at San Francisco's AT&T Park, infielder Mike Fontenot was traded to the Giants, necessitating what was surely one of the most significant walks down a hallway of the diminutive Cajun's career. And that's this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report.
Chicago.
40 years ago this week on the WCFL Big Ten Music Survey, the number 40 song in the Chicago area was this Three Dog Night single written by Randy Newman, Mama Told Me Not to Come.
Now, or another exciting episode.
Or maybe I should click on the right thing.
Smell stale perfume, and that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scared you have to death. Open up the window, sucker, let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun,
see no more.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come.
She said
he drives the most expensive car because second best never enters his mind. He'll bet $100,000 on the turn of a card because he don't believe in losing. And he's about to take on a small army with TNT. He means, tain't nothing to it. There's only one stud who could rip off New York, ruin Rome, and stay alive to run a number in Africa. That Superfly dude is back, black and beautiful. He's twice as cool, twice as sly, twice as deadly in Superfly TNT. Ron O'Neill is Superfly TNT, a 6-year production from Paramount Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without a parent.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The true identity of the white-winged warrior is known only by the police commissioner of Midland City, his secretary, and one other person.
Hello?
Hello, Mildred.
Speaking?
This is Emma Lechner.
My goodness, Emma, where are you?
I'm in town for the weekend, and I thought I'd give you a ring.
Wonderful! And how's your beautiful daughter, Sadie?
Beautiful as usual. And how's your handsome son, Benton?
Getting better looking. And is your beautiful daughter, Sadie, married yet?
As a matter of fact, no. Oh, but she's crazy from all the asking. Is your handsome son, Benton, married yet?
Well, with all his work at the shoe store and everything.
He's still at the shoe store?
Oh, yes.
Listen, since tomorrow's Saturday and he ain't working, maybe he'd enjoy calling on you-know-who.
But tell you the truth, I don't think he could make it.
Why not?
Well, he has this special extra job on weekends.
Oh? Doing what?
Well, he fights crime.
Benton's a policeman.
Well, like a policeman, except better.
He's a CIO agent?
No.
Then what?
Listen, can you keep a secret?
You ask a good friend that question.
All right, I'll tell you. My son, Benton...
Yes?
He's a chicken man.
A chicken man?
Yes.
He sells chickens?
No.
He sells eggs?
No.
He plucks chickens?
No.
Then what with chickens?
He makes like one.
He makes like one what?
Like a chicken. Listen, tomorrow he'll call on your Sadie and you'll see for yourself.
We have a previous engagement tomorrow.
Emma?
We should stay over Sunday, which I don't think is likely. We'll drop by, but I don't think so.
Emma?
It was nice talking with you, and I hope Benton will be feeling better soon.
Emma!
Well, has Mildred Harper gone too far? Will Sadie Lechner, a girl from a small mining town in the West, find happiness married to a wealthy, titled Englishman? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He is everywhere. I have to tell you that my mystery listener in St. George, Kansas, or with an IP address in St. George, Kansas, has joined us again this week. I have no idea who it is. I have a feeling that it might be Brother Greg. If that's you listening, Greg, could you, rattle your chains or something just to let me know that's you? Because I'd like to know. From 1967, this is Peter, Paul, and Mary. From the Late Again album, this is Too Much of Nothing.
Too much of nothing. No one has control.
You know, if I mentioned the name Steve McCurry to you, it probably wouldn't mean anything, but if I referred to a cover photograph on National Geographic magazine of a striking green-eyed Afghan refugee girl, you probably have seen that photograph. Steve took that photograph. He was he's a photographer that's worked for many years for National Geographic. Recently, the Kodak company produced the very last roll of the oldest film in their catalog. It was the very last roll of Kodachrome, and they invited Steve McCurry to shoot the 36 frames on the last roll of Kodachrome that was produced. And he took 33 photographs around the city of New York, and he was followed by a film crew from the National Geographic channel, and I'm not sure when that documentary is going to air. And the last three frames on the roll he shot when he got to Parsons, Kansas, because Duane's photo in Parsons, Kansas was the last commercial lab in the United States that still processed Kodachrome. So when that documentary airs, you might want to check it out and see 33 photographs of New York City and three of Parsons, Kansas. And of course, from 1973, this is Paul Simon and Kodachrome.
Wonder I can think at all, and my lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome.
Kodachrome, they give us those nice
Probably ought to mention that we just listened to that song off of a 12-inch piece of black vinyl. It's the first track on Paul's 1973 album, Here Comes Ryman Simon. And getting back to our little bit of a tribute tonight to those we've lost recently, another song featuring Catfish Collins on guitar. This is maybe his magnum opus with Funkadelic from 1972 and the America Eats Its Young album. This is a track called Fillmore, and those wonderful solos you're about to hear, those are Catfish.
Sing it!
If there was a guitar solo in that song, I missed it, so I apologize for misinforming you. I'd like to thank you for tuning in to Hinky Dinky Time Radio this week. We're going to be slowly wrapping things up here, and we've got another passing we want to make mention of. Last Saturday, on the 14th of August, we lost to liver cancer Richie Hayward, the founding member, drummer from the band Little Feet, a band I like very much. Before I play this, I'm going to tell you that on YouTube, you can find a clip from the 1960s television show F Troop, featuring Forrest Tucker and the estimable Larry Storch. And on this episode, the members of a band called The Factory, which predates Little Feet, but features Lowell George on guitar and vocals and Richie Hayward on drums, appear as a rock and roll band in the Wild Wild West, don't ask me. And on the show, they're called The Bed Bugs. And it was quite a find for me to see Lowell and Richie in something like 1967 or so on F Troop with Forrest and Larry from when is this? This is from about 1981, or actually it was released in 1981 on the Hoy Hoy compilation of rarities and alternate versions after the passing of Lowell George. This is Rock and Roll Doctor, featuring the fine drumming of Mr. Richie Hayward.
There was a woman in Georgia, didn't feel just right. She had fever all day and chills at night. Now things got worse, yes, a serious bind. In times like this, it takes a man to set style like you know I'm fine. A doctor of the heart and a doctor of mine. If you like a country with a boogie beat, he's a man to me. Oh, if you like the sound of shuffling feet, he can be beat.
Yeah, that's Little Feet from 1970-something, not quite sure. That's Rock and Roll Doctor. And this is a little more Catfish, but not the Catfish we've been referring to. This is a little bit of rare Bob Dylan. It's baseball season, so I thought since we're paying tribute to Catfish, well, let's pay tribute to all Catfish.
Lazy stadium night, catfish on the mound, strike three, the umpire says, batter has to go back and sit down. Catfish, $1 million man. Nobody can throw the ball like Catfish can. Used to work on Mr. Finley's farm, but the old man wouldn't pay. So he packed his glove and took his arm. And one day he just ran away. $1 million. Nobody can throw the ball like catfish can. Come up where the Yankees are. Dress up in a pinstripe suit. Smoke a custom-made cigar. Wear an alligator boot. Catfish. $1 million man. Nobody can throw the ball like catfish.
Of course, that's Bob's tribute to Catfish Hunter, the great pitcher from an earlier age when $1 million was still a lot of money. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I appreciate you joining me. I look forward to you joining me again this time next week. There will be a rebroadcast as soon as we're finished listening to Mr. Mathis. Take care and good night.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet day. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Just what mystic fate combined to make you mine.